MSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the Iranian leadership is well aware of what it must do to bring peace to Iran, avoiding the prospect of even greater destruction to come.
And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry as the expression goes, uncle, but they will. And if they don't, they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
The president's deadline for attacks on Iranian infrastructure draws nigh. It's 8 o'clock tonight.
Facing a looming U.S. deadline, Iran's president says that 14 million Iranians, including himself, have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. President Masoud Pezeshkian made the comments on X on Tuesday, just ahead of President Donald Trump's deadline to bomb up power stations in the country and bridges if it doesn't loosen its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's home to around 90 million people. Many remain angry at the government over its bloody crackdown on nationwide demonstrations, and the 14 million figure likely is aimed at trying to dissuade the promised American bombing campaign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Terrorists have targeted an Israeli diplomatic outpost in Turkey. Gunmen attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Sparked a gunfight, left one terrorist dead, two police officers wounded, two other attackers captured. Presidential congratulations to the crew of the Artemis II mission for its record-setting trip around the far side of the moon. President Trump called the astronauts, who have traveled deeper into space than any others. The crew is now on its way home with splashdown scheduled for Friday. The water's off San Diego. Stock futures in the red on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 136 points. NASDAQ futures off 111. This is SRN News. A Virginia church pays some bills.
Over 400 families facing eviction from public housing in Alexandria have been saved by the Alfred Street Baptist Church. The congregation has paid off $1 million in back rent that was owed to the city. Pastor Howard John Wesley tells the Washington Post, quote, "As the Lord changes our life, the Lord empowers us to change the lives of others." The church has a history of raising a lot of money for community needs, recently paying off local students' college loan debts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration, gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Deskovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports bans, artificial intelligence, and other subjects. This is SRN News. Iowa's book ban and other restrictions on LGBT materials in K through 6 classrooms has been upheld by an appellate court.
Iowa can now fully enforce a 2023 state law restricting schools from teaching students about gender identity and sexual orientation in grades K through 6. The Iowa law also bans books that depict sex acts from school libraries and classrooms and requires schools to notify parents if their child requests to use a name or pronoun different from that in school records. Monday's ruling by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns separate blocks issued in lower court and remands the cases back to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa. I'm Jennifer King.
High-scoring Michigan had to get down and dirty to dig out the national title, making only 2 3-pointers all night, but still muscling its way to a 69-63 victory over stingy, stubborn UConn. UConn denied its third title in 4 seasons. SRNNews.com.